Welcome back, guys, to the Butterfly Season podcast, where we celebrate the beauty and the transformation. I am your host, Aisha Marshall, and we are going to get into all things the Butterfly Season Transformation Journal. And I just want you guys to pause here. If you have not listened to the past three episodes, I want to encourage you to go back because there's a lot of meat still left on those bones for you to kind of go after. We have laid the land for what the journal is about. Where does it take you from and to? We've talked about issue spotting. We've talked about emotions. And now we're going to get into unmet need. And I'm afraid that if you start here, you might be missing out on a lot of heart work that will facilitate your own transformation. So go back to those episodes if you haven't and come back here when you're done. Welcome to the Butterfly Season podcast, where we find the beauty in the cocoon season. You know, the season we have to go through before we live life fully in our butterfly season. My name is Aisha Marshall, and I know a thing or two about cocoon seasons. Here's the thing. On paper, I had everything I ever wanted. Great life, thriving business, Forbes 30 under 30, on the cover of magazines. And at the peak of it all, something didn't feel right. So I chose to literally burn it all to the ground. Cue my cocoon season. I thought burning it to the ground would solve all of my problems. Turns out, that was just the beginning. Cocoon season is where our wings are formed, in the chaos, challenging it, overcoming it, reimagining what life may look like. And one of the biggest lessons was, the growing doesn't stop. Through the stories of others, experts in different modalities, get ready for the metamorphosis, because once you're strong enough to burst out of the cocoon, imagine how beautiful your wings will be. To this point, guys, we've talked about issue spotting and patterns. And for some of us who know that we have some maybe issues that are events that we're not quite happy with, we kind of walk through how we issue spot some recurring patterns in those places. We've talked about it being like in types of people or in the way you felt or in the way that you've acted in those situations. Even down to different, you know, financial situations, you name it. So we've kind of issue spotted that, because when we get to the actual issue, the pattern that keeps happening, we can tap into the feelings that we felt at that time. How did we feel? And then we went through the emotion wheel, this big, huge wheel that shows like the parent feeling and then the parent's parent feeling, right? Like your parents' feeling and then your grandparents' feelings and then your feelings. It's like stacked on each other. We went through all of that to identify now the unmet need. So up until this point, we have not identified the unmet need. And the reason why we've stacked these things on top of each other is because the unmet need is like our roots. It is the under the table conversation that helps us figure out what didn't we get at that time. Because when we can understand what didn't we get at that time, like around the villain origin story of what the initial event that happened that has created this pattern that we keep reinforcing, that initial event shows us the coping mechanism that we employed to make ourselves meet that need. So we've talked about, you know, this through line story of when I was in high school and I made the cheer team and I couldn't afford it. And the unmet need at the time was safety. I felt unsafe, but I didn't have the verbiage to say, "Mom, when you said I couldn't be on the cheer team, I felt unsafe. I felt mortified," which is a parent feeling of horror, which goes into fear. So if I know that fear is the parent feeling, fear can point me to the unmet need. Now I'm going to go through a list. This is not comprehensive, but I'm going to go through a list of unmet needs that fall under parent feelings. So we were talking about fear, right? So if any of your emotions led to fear as a parent feeling, some of the unmet needs that could fall under this list would be safety, security, stability, predictability. And so if that didn't happen to you, you might be craving that, and then you implore, typically a coping mechanism that you've seen and be implored around you to meet that need. So an example, I felt unsafe, and I felt unsafe until my mom said that I could be on the team. And she said I could be on the team because she put it on a credit card. So a credit card equals safety for me. That was the pattern that I created. And so anytime I'm looking for safety, I outsource my safety to debt, and more debt. Now, if your parent feeling is anger, some of the unmet needs could be respect, autonomy, fairness, being heard. Maybe the situation your villain origin story was a time where you weren't being heard. And so anger is the parent feeling, and anger might be how it manifests in your life. For sadness, it could be connection, belonging, love, and support. Now, this list isn't comprehensive, but I just want to paint a picture for you to kind of understand what need went unmet. Because if we can identify the unmet need, then we can explore, what the coping mechanism is. So if you haven't already started to see that I'm laying a map for you, we went to the issue or the pattern, depending upon where you're at in your own journey. Then we went to the feeling, and we identified like the true feeling, like with the magnifying glass, we went through the feeling wheel and identified the true feeling and worked our way up to the parent feeling. And then from the parent feeling, we've gone to what is the unmet need? That is so important, because the unmet need now unlocks the door to show you what coping mechanism do I activate every single time I feel fear or unsafety or anything that's attacking, like if I feel, you know, mortified by something, or if I feel like my perception is being attacked. My strategy was, oh, debt. So I can now see, oh my gosh, every time I feel this feeling, I do this thing. This gives you the tools to proactively address it before you do it. Right now, and where we've kind of met each other is, why does this keep happening to me? Why does this keep happening to me? Why do I meet these people? Why do I do these things? Now we're at a point in our journey where we're like, okay, every time I feel fear, I do this thing. And now I've noticed that over time, the continuous repetition of that thing is actually creating the very thing that I don't want. So I know we've unpacked a lot, right? We've talked about where we're at to this point, and I want to share with you how I found my unmet need. We've been talking about this like cheerleading story for a while, but in relation to, I don't know if you guys remember, I want to say it was like one episode ago, where I was talking about how I had so much resistance around having children and I couldn't figure out why, because I knew that it didn't feel like I didn't want children. I knew that that wasn't the thing, but there was resistance around taking the next steps to do it. There was resistance around like what life would be like when I did do it. I didn't feel like my goals would be able to support this thing. I had a lot of excuses. And when it comes down to it, the initial villain origin story was, and as a reminder, it was that, you know, when my mom was a single mom, so it was just the two of us all of the time. And I felt like the treatment that I would get, the reverence that I would get when it was just the two of us, changed when a boyfriend would come around. And it's not that there was a bunch of boyfriends in and out. It was just that when there was a partner, a long-term partner in the situation, I felt loveless. I remember, like, I always had these feelings. I remember when my mom met my stepdad, and it was the first time that we were going to their family for Christmas. I was in the car. I'm an adult. I am college. And I was crying in the car. I was so upset. I didn't mean nobody saw that I was crying, but I was definitely so angry. Because I felt like my mom and I would always do Christmas together, and now we have to go to this other family. Who even are they, right? Like, I just felt like it's just reinforcing this idea that when three people are present, I am loved less. All I wanted to do was go to my own family's house, and I could have done that, but I just sat through the suffering of feeling like I'm loved less in this car going to this extended family's house. And the reason why I share that story with you is because if we go back to that original moment when I felt like, you know, when my mom had a boyfriend, I had to now sit in the back seat. How the audacity. I was six. I have to sit in the back seat with another adult present in the car. Like, I made that mean that I felt like I was loved less. And so I've been operating on that same programming, or I've been using that same exact map throughout my adult years. And it's not serving me. Yeah, it might have been serving me to protect myself from being hurt back then, or that was the only thing I knew how to do to meet the need of love and belonging at the time, is let me just keep it with two people. Only two people. I feel safe with two people. Don't bring a third person, because then I feel unsafe. That was just something that the only thing that I knew how to do at the time to meet the need of safety, of love, belonging, right? And so it's by exploring that resistance around the children, this issue that keeps coming up over and over? What are the feelings? When did I first feel this way? Oh, when I was a little girl, I felt like I always had to like share my mom. And I didn't like doing that. And so now when it comes to sharing my partner, I don't want to do that either. And when you realize that I was just doing that because I felt that I was loveless, how can I give myself the love that I feel like I need and am longing for and want so that I can be a great mom and be happy by bringing a third party, really a child, from love into this situation and not feel like it's at odds with my relationship? And so that helps free me from this old map that I had been using to keep me safe that is now expired, and it's not in alignment with the butterfly season that I want to live in as a mom, as a parent, and as a wife with a child. So I hope you can kind of see the through line to like why understanding the pattern, the issues, the repeating issues, the feelings, the parent feelings, the unmet need, and how all of this together has created these like roots, and you've been operating off of this old stale ass framework, and it's creating the chaos in your life, the very thing that you don't want. So I would encourage you, learn from my mistakes, learn from your patterns, learn from my patterns. We don't have to repeat the thing. We can live life by design. We just need the tool to do it. And the Butterfly Season Journal is to do just that. So I want to give you a gift, which is a discount code. If you put in BSZN, B-S-Z-N, when you check out, you will get 10% off your first order so that you can free yourself from yourself. Can I just say thank you so much for being here? It means the world to me that we're growing together. So if there's someone that you thought of while listening, please share it with them too. And when you share it, let them know that they're not on this journey alone. But also, if you just love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, and tag me at Aisha so I can thank you for hanging with me on this journey. Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget to rate and write a review with your favorite takeaway so this podcast can be shared with more people. And before I go, I want to thank you again for being here.